Good morning, Luke. I have a problem. I have a bunch of deer meat in the freezer, and barbecue season is coming up, and I understand you can help me with a plan of how to make good use of that.
Cindy, I think I can help you. A lot of people, like yourself and like me sometime, have an abundance of venison that we harvested or someone gave us or whatever back in November maybe. Well, it's in the freezer and it has a tendency to get covered up with other frozen goods and it might be forgotten. So it's a good idea to think about putting that venison to use. Now, barbecue. I love barbecue and venison makes the very best barbecue in my opinion. I love barbecue pork, but venison barbecue is just awesome. Now, what you have to do is remember that, venison is a very dry meat. What fat that is in venison you do not want to eat. It's not the type of fat you cook with. So you want to trim your venison steaks. For instance, most people, when they have their deer processed, they will have ham steaks cut. And these steaks might be a half inch thick. That's pretty standard, Cindy. I take those and defrost them, of course. And here's the crux of how simple the barbecue is. I dust it with my favorite seasoning. There's a seasoning called Head Country Championship seasoning that I really like, but you can use anything from that to salt and pepper. Whatever your taste buds dictate is what you want to use. Dust the steaks liberally. Now, put them in an aluminum pan, a throwaway aluminum pan. And the trick is to, you want them smoked. You want them to taste like barbecue, and that requires some wood smoke. Now, you can use an electric smoker. I use a smoker called a Smokin' Tex electric smoker. And these things, I've used them for years. They're trouble-free, but I'll take maybe 4 or 5 ounces of wood, and it can be a fruit wood or a hardwood like hickory or even oak works. But wild plum gives meats a really, really good taste, Cindy's. Now, smoke the steaks uncovered. You don't want them covered at this stage. The reason for that is so they will take the smoke. Smoke them for about 45 minutes or an hour with heavy smoke. Now, with my electric smoker, the Smokin' Tex, I have that at about 225, and I leave it at 225. Now, if you're using a wood smoker, just make sure and don't get it too hot. Watch that thermostat. If you don't have one, get you a thermostat. Now, after you do that, leave it on there for the 45 minutes. It's time to put some barbecue sauce on there, Cindy. So douse it really liberally with your favorite barbecue sauce, whatever it is. And then after that sauce is on there, you want to layer a pound of bacon, of good bacon, on top of the venison. There's no fat in that venison, so you're going to need a little fat. Put the bacon on there, and then a bunch of bay leaves. That's just a trick I learned from an old buddy years back. The bay leaves gives it an awesome flavor. And now you want to wrap that with aluminum foil, stick it back in your smoker for about 2.5 or 3 more hours, around 225. And when you uncover it, of course, let it cool a little bit. And there'll probably be the bone in the middle of each steak. Remove those. Remove the bay leaves, drain all of that liquid, including the barbecue sauce, and there'll be some liquid from the steaks that come out. So drain all of that, and you want to remove the bay leaves and then chop it all, including the bacon, because that's a good bacon that you put in there. Cindy, that is some of the very best barbecue that you can imagine.
I've been giggling because I'm having a hard time picturing in my mind. I can't wrap barbecue and deer all together in one little neat package. I just want you to know, but I will try it.
It's surprisingly, most people think of brisket when they think of barbecue or
Right.
maybe pulled pork. But I wished I could get you some of this I actually just cooked this a couple of days ago, and it is, well, you just about have to try it to understand how good venison is.
Thanks for the tip, Luke. We'll give it a try.
You bet, Cindy. I think you'll enjoy it. And serve it on some good hot barbecue buns, and you will be in business.
Excellent. If you'd like to see this recipe and to follow it step by step, you just simply go to our website, hppr.org. Luke has written all about it. Luke, we'll see you next week.
Okay, Cindy. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Sniper Hog Lights, and Hoff Power Polaris. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been a gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. More information online at biggame.org. Sniper Hog Lights, maker of hunting lights for bows, crossbows, rifles, and shotgun. On the web at sniperhawglights.com. Also from Hoff Power Polaris, located in Goldway, Texas, Hoff Power offers a full line of Polaris off-road vehicles.